This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Joining you on a Sunday morning, 23rd day of March, as we say happy birthday to the First Lady of the South Side of Chicago, Chaka Khan.
All right, now.
Actually, I don't know if that's true. Maybe Mahalia Jackson or somebody else.
Yeah, we have a lot of talented folks from over there.
I'm going to give it to her for today.
Hudson from over there, too?
Pardon?
Jennifer Hudson, what part of
she's on the No. Jennifer's over by me.
Okay.
She's on the west side.
All right.
She's the west side.
All right.
So, over there in K-Town.
I got a little news about Chaka Khan.
Please do. All right, we'll give it to us in a second before good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Chaka Khan fans and everybody helping others in Vinings.
In Vinings. All right, now.
This morning.
Yeah.
Just north of the perimeter.
A whole lot of people are going to come and just invade you in a matter of days when the Braves start playing.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Your area's been peace and quiet for a while. That's all about to change.
Man, I don't know about peace and quiet because every time I drive by that place, this is something silly going on.
Well, yeah, it's a busy area. It's a very popular part of town to be in. If you can address, it's, you know, because you're a little bit out, but you're still a little bit in. You know what I mean? So that's the thing about it. And if you have to get into town, there are a lot of different ways to get in. You're not dependent on the interstate.
No, that's right.
That's one thing that's convenient.
There's some very unbelievable views on a clear day from Vinings to the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You've been up there by the Home Depot corporate
office. Corporate office, right there. Looking back down our paces.
You start coming down. I forgot what the street is. But anyway, there's some. Is it Wines downward as you're heading south? There's some times you get some. Ooh, I wish I had a condo.
Yeah,
right here.
Was that Cumberland that takes you down that way? Cumberland.
It is.
Or
nice
you can take Basis Ferry, takes you down past what's that canoe? The restaurant right there when you cross the river.
You keep talking about that place.
I don't talk about it. I just said it.
Do we have our guests ready? Or we're still efforting that person because otherwise I had a piece of news I wanted to give you.
I don't know. No, we're still good.
We're still working. But yeah, she's still working on it. So what's the word?
Okay,
so
okay.
As if you're just joining us and you were listening last week, I got scolded because I decided to bring up, or I included in my insignificant information about one of the states here in America, the state of Maine, and was laughed at. So I've decided that I'm going to bring Mr. Crenshaw and Noel a little nugget of Maine every week. And so we started off in the first hour telling you that Maine was the only state that bordered only one state. In America. Mm-hmm. Tell me when to shut up, and I'll, go to our guest. And then I gave you another piece. So here's another thing you should need to know about Maine.
All right, Maine.
They produce 99% of the wild blueberries
really?
In this country.
What would be, like, the season for that?
I don't know. And 80%, now this one I would think you would know, 80% of lobster.
I can believe that. I can believe that. Yeah. Is it Mrs. Paul's about there? Is that Gordon's or who is it?
Gordon's and Gloucester Fisherman. We got that. Go ahead, man. We got a special guest ready to join us.
We do have a special guest. And, of course, you know, we're talking basketball and we think of a lot of things we do with the sport. We're enjoying it. But it also can be something that inspires and uplifts as well. And, my goodness, we talked about high school basketball season that recently ended. Sometimes those ties remain even years after, and a special event is taking place today. Lamont McIntosh, former standout at Georgia State and also part of Georgia State broadcast, joins us now to talk about it. Lamont, good morning. Welcome
morning,
to Weekend Mornings with Sam and Greg.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Greg.
Thank you, sir. We lost you for a minute. Hopefully, he won't break up. Don't move, Lamont. We lost you for
whatever
a second.
Whatever part of the room you're in, you stay put right there. First of all, good morning. And how much are you enjoying the tournament? I know you haven't played collegiately. You're watching the tournament with a pretty critical eye.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Good morning to you, gentlemen, as well. I don't know if you heard me say that before, but I love listening to you all. But I mean, this is the best time of the year, right? And, you know, seeing some of these upsets, the McNeese States, and obviously some of the powerhouses do their thing as well, is always entertaining this time of year.
How would your game work in today's game? Is it much that different, or would you find you sit back and go, man, I wish I was playing now?
Oh, all the time. I mean, listen, I'm not one of those OGs that hate. I love this younger generation of players. I think the skill level is phenomenal, but I mean, this fast pace and getting up threes. I mean, I'm a 6'3 guard. I was pretty athletic, and I love to shoot the three. So I mean, I think I would thrive in this environment. I mean, it's so much fun to watch.
Lamont, also while we're here, let's get your thoughts on the changing nature of conferences in college sports.
Oh, listen, you know, I played professionally over in Europe, right? And I liken it almost to that experience, right? I mean, I played 10 years abroad, and I probably played on the same team maybe once. I think I had a 3-year stint with an organization in Germany. But those other 7 seasons, you're bouncing around looking for the biggest check, right? And that's essentially what's going on in college basketball right now. Unfortunately, what it does is it leaves a lot of these young men and women not really having the true legacy of where they started or where they will finish, right? So it's kind of bittersweet, so to speak, but, you know, it's fun kind of trying to follow it around. It's like professional sports.
Yeah, it is changing. A lot of it has to do with the cash. Cash is going along with it as well. Folks, you're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this one with Lamont McIntosh, former Georgia State standout, as you said. He's very passionate about the tournament, NCAA tournament, and he's played professionally abroad. But today, you and some of your former teammates are doing something very special out at Redan High School. Tell us about this event.
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing us to share your platform, Sam and Greg, to be able to talk about this. But yes, this is a very near and dear event that we're doing. It's a fundraiser in the benefit of Quentin Hollis. And some of us here in the metro Atlanta area probably know of him. He was my backcourt teammate at Redan High School from 97 to 2000 when we graduated. He was fortunate enough to, you know, go on and be College of Charleston. Cougar, right, and play there collegiately, and you know, now he's went on to be a coach at Oceanside Academy, which is in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. But obviously, his roots are still here. His parents still live right down the street from Redan. And for those who don't know his story, he had a 17-year-old daughter who just recently passed in January from leukemia. She battled that disease valiantly for 2 years, and then on the eve of, well, actually on the day that we had the funeral for Braylon Hollis, God rest her soul. You know, he had to drive right back to South Carolina to get his first treatment for multiple myeloma. And so, you know, he was debilitated. He couldn't walk. He's been in a wheelchair. Obviously, it affects your immune system and lack thereof an immune system. So he's kind of living in a bubble. And so what we understand that cancer can be debilitating physically, right? But what we also know is that it's such an expensive, you know, disease to fight. And so what we're trying to do is raise some money on behalf of our brother and our former teammate to help him deal with this condition that he'll have to deal with for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and this is doing something special. It's going to be at the school this afternoon?
Yes, it'll be at Redan High School, 5247 Redan Road out in Stone Mountain, Georgia. We're going to get started around 2 p.m., and we're going to wrap up at 6. So, you know, to try to drive I guess, traffic and revenue, because all the proceeds are going to Quinn Hollis. We're doing everything from ticket sales, all of that. And so we're going to do a basketball clinic for the youth from 2 to 3, and then from 3 to 4 we'll have a little interactive adult and youth skills competition. And then I'll get these old bones out there and play in the 3-on-3 part of the tournament from 4 to 5:30. And then we're going to wrap up with a raffle, which, again, the proceeds will go to Quinn Hollis and his family so that he can, you know, get these treatments and travel and all that kind of stuff to get these treatments. And we're going to wrap up at 6 p.m.
Lamont McIntosh joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. For those who can't make it out to Redan, is there a website that folks can go and make donations to?
Absolutely. And so the traditional route, we obviously have a GoFundMe. You can just search Support Q's Fight for a Fight Against Cancer. You also can go on online if they – I don't know if I can give my social media handle out, but I put a lot of stuff linked in my bio for that. I'm at LMcIntosh8. On pretty much every social media platform.
Say it again. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Instagram is probably where I do most of my damage. So I would say LMcIntosh8. So LMcIntosh, the number 8. All right. On Instagram. And then there's link to Facebook. So all the posts and the links to different sites to be able to donate on his behalf. And then for the event today, there's also, if you click the ticket link, there's an opportunity to donate directly as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. You sent me the flyer. I'm going to hang it on my social media as well so people will know today they can go out and show support. If they can't make it out, they can scan and still make a contribution to help out with Quentin Hollis and what you're going to do today. Different version of March Madness and people who still at the game. But what's it say to the fact that you can call up your teammates and you guys? It's been years since you guys played together. We're in high school and you still can come together like this.
Well, we were just talking about that, right, via text thread, and it was like, hey, you know, we're fortunate, we're blessed to be able to have this sort of relationship. You know, we're celebrating our 25th class reunion this summer, right? And so here we're talking about guys who literally grew up together, and like you said, being able to tap back into that network, that brotherhood, and also sisterhood. I mean, this is not just the athletics and, you know, teammates that's coming up. A lot of people have showed up and showed out. We have a goal to raise $10,000, and we're already halfway there, and we haven't even done the event yet. So, I mean, it's an absolute blessing to be a part of the Redan High School alumni, we're fortunate.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time and bringing some light on the subject to us as we talk about and talking about the tournament a little bit,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I know that's special. Who do you have in the final? Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I have Florida, and I have Duke, of course. I mean, Cooper Flagg, I mean, what hasn't been said already about this gentleman? But, you know, I'm liking what Coach Cal is doing with Arkansas. Those guys are playing with inspired and playing with a lot of fight. I mean, you can't count Auburn out. I mean, I think that they have one of the deepest teams in college basketball. But right now, I think, you know, it's between Duke and Florida. I actually had St. John's going a little further, so Cal kind of messed up my bracket, man.
He sounds exactly like me. Everything that just came out of his mouth, I could have said. Had him right there. Lamont, listen, man, thank you as always for joining us this morning and enlighten us about the fundraiser and what you folks are doing over there at Redan High School.
Fantastic stuff, man.
The gratitude is all mine, gentlemen, because you all didn't have to give us this opportunity to shed light on this and bring awareness to it. So thank you. And I hope there's one day I can repay you both.
Yeah, you do that always, man. You're fantastic stuff, Lamont. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Fantastic. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk some more basketball, but we're going to talk a little NBA and
a little
bit more.
Yeah, we got our little nephew coming up here. Noel Thomas.
Absolutely. That is coming up next when you stay tuned on this Sunday morning with Sam and Greg. Noel, other side of the glass here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of March. We got Jamal Lewis coming up top of the hour. Got an event going on at Topgolf. Yeah, Jamal Lewis, that's right, that running back, that football player is going to be holding an event at a golf location. We will tell you all about that, and y'all can come on out there. Tim Scarborough is also going to be joining us, getting back to tournament time. But when we get Terrell Thomas joining us, we talk basketball, we talk NBA, we talk Hawks, but before we do anything, we wonder aloud, How's your baby get hanging out with Shikari Richardson?
I know exactly where that was. Well, when Shikari Richardson comes to your school, you know, that kind of happens,
then
right?
We got a picture this week.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm burying the lead. The lead is the picture had young Sayla, who we've known for all these years. And she's the same height as Shikari, and she's becoming that young woman.
Yeah, now.
Which means daddy's going to go get his arsenal from the garage, waiting for any boy knocking on the door, because she's getting to that age. It makes daddies lose sleep at night.
Oh.
Am I right?
Well, you know, right now I'm going to just leave that all in God's hands.
I hear you, man.
She's becoming a beautiful young woman, man.
Yep, she is. But still, you know what, still finding a way to connect with people, and that's the thing that impresses us, right? Talk about how that all came about.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And so there was a big high school track tournament that went down last week at Westlake, and I actually heard you talking about it, Sam, last week on the show, and just giving that some love. So Sayla was out there. She of course plays softball for Westlake High School. She's a freshman this year, played varsity. So she was representing the softball team, and she was introduced to Shikari and a few other folks that were out there for the track meet. And they had some time to talk sports and talk a few different things. So that was really dope. She called me and was extremely excited for that opportunity. So it was dope. But it was an event that took place at Westlake High School last Saturday. And again, Sayla was representing the softball team.
Yeah. That's at the Christian Coleman Invitational track meet.
You know the one thing I am jealous of him with, and I'll say this out loud, because, you know, this is his blood. You and I did it with one hand tied behind our back. We were stepdaddies.
Yeah.
But this is his blood.
Yeah.
And her and her little brother, Mello, are at that age where they make him produce a smile watching them that I have never experienced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what,
It's that little pride down there.
Yeah, man.
That's my baby.
Exactly. Now, the good news is...
She says she's not just doing it for me. She's doing it for Uncle Sam and Greg as well. So
That's fine. But the best part about this is we don't get the hang-up. We don't get the headaches that those young kids give their parents either.
Yeah.
So we can talk about the fun stuff, but then there's that other stuff that makes, you know, him lose sleep at nights. But anyway, man, listen, again, Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Did we have the sound that you were referring
to? Yeah, you know, we've got to talk some Hawks basketball, but you know what? There's some talking after last night's win, 124-115, the Hawks win. And Trae Young talked about, because some people ask him about, you know, seems like things were a little chippy out there on the court. And Trae said, what do you expect?
Competitive basketball, bro. It's the second half of the season, about to be the playoffs. So we're playing physical and playing together. I mean, I'm gonna jump in, stick up for myself or my teammates. That's how I've been. I mean, you got Draymond Green, you got Trae Young on the court. There's gonna be some chirping. It's competitive basketball, bro. It's the second half of the season.
Okay.
Yep, that was him. So, you know, when you got those two characters out there, it's bound to be some of that going on. Steph Curry didn't show up, but you still had the chirping going on last night. But the Hawks come out with the win, right?
Yeah, big win for the Hawks last night. As you mentioned, Steph Curry not out there, so it changes the dynamic of the game. But it was kind of a must-win situation for both guys. Of course, the Hawks are looking to move up in the playoff scenario on the Eastern Conference. And the Warriors are looking to hold ground pretty much at around a 6 or 7 spot in the Western Conference. So you still have Jimmy Butler. You still have Draymond Green. You still have an experienced team who's a team of championships to a degree. So it was a big win for the Hawks. It was good to see them take command in the game and pretty much keep command of the game throughout the entirety of the game.
Yeah, they come out and score 40 points in the first quarter. My goodness, we just go hit you with the kitchen sink straight out of the locker room, right?
another notable thing about that, all of the starters scored in that first quarter. So, again, as you mentioned, they came out and they threw the kitchen sink, the refrigerator. They were prepared knowing that this team shoots a high volume of three-pointers, meaning the Warriors. So they do have the capabilities of coming back in a heartbeat. But I think Coach Snyder and the guys pretty much had a philosophy early in the game that we're going to take command, play good defense. They shot the ball well. They shot over 60% in that first quarter. And it was really no turning back for the Hawks at that point.
So at this point, as we sit here on the 23rd day of March, What is it going to take for you to confidently talk about this Hawks team as somebody who you believe will make a playoff run? What is it that you need to see in the next week or two?
Well, I'll say honestly, I just need to see more consistency from what we have right now. They've been scoring the ball extremely well since the trade that brought George DeYoung and Terrence Mann and Caris LeVert here. Caris LeVert's been a great offensive surprise. He's been a guy that's been known to score throughout the league, so that hasn't been a surprise. But just how well I think him and Trey have gelled so far. So just a continued consistency, because we've seen them over the last few weeks. Again, they've won more games than they lost over the last few weeks, so they continue to move up in the playoff scenario. So just them continue to keep their foot on the gas offensively, and I think we'll be able to, with pride, say this Hawks team is pushing and has earned a spot in the postseason.
All right, so we've been burying the lead, and so we get into that right now.
Okay.
How bad are they going to smoke the Sixers today? No.
Ooh.
No, we don't talk about that.
Yikes.
We don't talk about
ouch.
This patchwork team that they got up there in Philadelphia right now. And Paul George, where's he at and all of that? And Joel Embiid and
Kyle 54, where are you?
The team that's looking up at the 11th seed, not the 10th seed. They're looking up at the 11th. And there is no 11 seed.
Are you looking forward to this game later today?
Yeah, man. We got Philly. So just again, let me just remind everybody, if you can't get in front of a TV, Hawks, Philadelphia, pre-tip 5:30, tip at 6 o'clock. We got that for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Give us a preview of what we might or what you believe we will see today. Got real quiet. This is like when we talked to –
well. I think it'll be a massacre to a degree with the Hawks picking up a win.
Okay.
You just mentioned that. The Sixers team that's out there right now, the slogan in Philadelphia has been capture the flag. So I think they've moved on from the process to capture the flag, and that flag being Cooper Flag, who plays for Duke right now. So the Sixers fans don't want to see the Sixers win any more games. The lineup in which the Sixers have been putting up as of recently has been full pretty much of G League players. Because as you mentioned, Joel's out, Paul George is out, Tyrese Maxey is out. A gentleman who was in the runnings for Rookie of the Year earlier in the year, Jared McCain, he's out. There are more guys on the injured list right now that have been traded from the Eagles over the last few weeks. So the Sixers don't really – I don't want to say they stand a chance at the NBA, anything can happen. But I think with the momentum in which the Hawks have seen the Sixers recently – I think the Hawks will get out there tonight and handle business, and I think the Hawks will win big this evening.
You think Cooper Flagg would be a good fit up in Philadelphia? How do you think he would do up there?
Nah.
Yeah, I honestly do. And I think they would be able to kind of do two things at once if Cooper Flagg did somehow. If the lottery balls bounced in the Sixers' favor, as Cooper Flagg was able to be a Sixer, I think you get rid of Paul George, and there's already been some rumbling that
you.
Sixers
Thank
may
you.
Just go ahead and let that experience go and Paul George doesn't really want to be a part of a rebuilding situation, and that may be where the Sixers are headed. And it hurts me to say this, but it also may be time to move on from Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And that would give the Sixers another possible franchise player. We have to see what the young man could be, but he has a lot of potential for sure. And him and Tyrese Maxey may be a positive direction for the Sixers to move in moving forward. So I do certainly think they should be looking to capture the flag, and I think that may – kind of reset the franchise in a quicker manner than most fans would expect.
You know, them two ought to do a podcast with Jimbo Fisher. As far as I'm concerned, them been the three biggest thieves in sports over the last 5 years. Man, they done stole all the money from folks. All of them. The three of them. I was just sitting there. Now, this is how you steal all the money. And by the way, invert Kirk Cousins over there. Invite him to that podcast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he took the words in my mouth. Kirk Cousins in that mix.
Get him over there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, it's funny. We sit and talk about what we think is going to happen in the East, and we don't know, but we all start with Cleveland and Boston. And then you talk about the teams out West and what may or may not happen. But I ain't heard 2 minutes of conversation on this show or many others about why don't we just hand the trophy. We've done this in years past to Golden State. We've done it years past to certain baseball teams, to the Dodgers. Why aren't we saying that about Oklahoma City?
Because they haven't won it yet.
I'm saying we do that in season to other teams.
After they won.
Golden
State, we would say after they won, here they go going doing again. Yeah, go and give it to them when the season starts.
They have gotten the chip, but they have been a top, and they have learned from losing the way they did last year. So I get what you're saying.
They ain't crossed the finish line.
But they have got such a monumental lead in that Western Conference.
Yeah.
You don't want to give them any credit for what they have learned through adversity these last couple of years?
No, I say they're going to be good. They got a great chance, but I'm not saying give them the trophy now. I'm not going to go that far with it.
Yeah.
But what you think? What you think,
Terrell? I agree with you. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Sam. And I don't – we haven't seen – we don't know for sure yet, Greg, if they really have learned. The regular season, of course, we know is a different beast than the postseason. And when you see a team five times or seven times in an NBA series, when a coach or when players kind of find your weakness, they find ways to exploit that. And I just don't know yet if Oklahoma City as a team and their coaching staff, and again, this is no slack to them, no disrespect to them. I don't know if they have what it takes right now to actually play playoff basketball with the likes of the Warriors, who you mentioned, or the new-look Lakers, who have been phenomenal over the past few weeks. Or will we see Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves turn things around? Did they learn something that'll get them over the home? So that West is so stacked, and although, again, Oklahoma City has been so dominant throughout the regular season, I have to actually see it. They have to arrive in the finals before I'll say, okay, this young team has arrived, because I still honestly see them being knocked out somewhere in the second round in this postseason, depending on how matchups fall.
And while I agree with pretty much everything you said, it's still funny you kind of make my point, because you said the West is so stacked up, and you're right.
But their lead
they
is
have
so big.
Such a lead yeah. over everybody else that's yeah. sort of stacked in there. And again, you did exactly what I hear people saying as far as they talk about, well, the Rockets might do this, and Denver's still Denver, and of course the Lakers looking kind of rejuvenated, and we don't know when Memphis is going to come around. Everything that you said, Ant-Man's in Minnesota, the fact that they are there at top with the lead that they have, even if they haven't sealed the deal yet in the last couple of years, I'm just surprised that even this little conversation where you bring them in and then talk about the other teams, I haven't even heard that as much. It's been an interesting listen as we've approached the playoffs in the NBA and how this team is talked about. That's all I'm saying.
Totally understand that.
Yep. Darrell, we appreciate you spending some time with us. And once again, folks, if you want to find him, he is social.
Yeah, he is.
You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452, keeping an eye on all things NBA and trying to keep up with Saylor, who is just moving right along.
maybe he'll end up being like an elder state. He'll be like an Archie Griffin. He'll be like her, you know.
Well, like Don Corleone, to Michael, he will consult with her and make sure that she knows everything about the business.
You think so?
She gets on it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, now.
Groom her for the next being Barbara Walters.
She could be that.
That's the plan. That is certainly the plan.
She is well on her way.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, gentlemen, much love. Have a great week.
There you go. That is right. Terrell Thomas. Got some money flying through. They're going to let you know about that next. Sam, who said, give me liberty or give me death? Who said that? People are screaming at the radio right now.
Patrick Henry.
Yeah! Control of the board stays with Mr. Crenshaw.
We have
congratulations.
A bridge.
That was
a bridge somewhere?
Well, pardon?
Isn't that a bridge? He has a bridge named after him, right?
He might, but I'm just saying that okay. phrase is what was the question was, and he said it on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, congratulations to you. He wanted those folks to join the Revolutionary War, and they might have. I don't know. I didn't get that paperwork. Coming back, got a fresh casting call and some movie ideas want to pass on to you as we... Well, we lost a giant yesterday in the world of sports, and we talked about it. We're going to revisit that conversation next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I see you over there toe-tapping, your head bobbing back and forth.
Yeah.
Being a little Ricky Martin there. This song was released on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Guess the year, though. Wait, hit the bridge there. Hit the bridge, Noel. Hit the bridge. Here we go. Turn that up, son.
Here we go.
19.
What am I dancing in? Tell him what I'm dancing in.
The Bucky's jersey, the Georgia exclusive.
There it is. It is happening.
I am paying tribute to all y'all today. All y'all.
Bucky since what, 82?
Turn you up and turn Ricky down a little bit.
Said Bucky since 82?
I think they have that on all of them because I guess that's when
Bucky
started.
That's the year
Bucky
that
started.
It was formed. Yeah.
So they make that real easy. I want to thank you for this. I said this yesterday, but I wanted to wear it today.
Yes.
So if we haven't really spent time with it, you know how Sam and I talk about Buc-ee's, and Mr. Crenshaw came back, heard me talking about coming back from Alabama, saw this jersey in the Buc-ee's there, but I wasn't going to get it because it has Alabama on the back. You and Kyle Sandy were downstate, down there making,
the
came
state
back,
tournament.
And you got me one.
You made a side trip.
You made a side trip. I can't thank you enough. And I saw it
in the jump. I said, that has to be it.
Yeah, because I was talking
about
it.
And then I turned it around, and it had Georgia on the back and said, that's it.
That's the one.
Yep.
So I'm wearing it. I got you a hat, but it ain't the jersey. Man. So I got the jersey. We're going to take a picture of me in the jersey, and then we'll put it online.
All right,
And let folks see it, me dancing around with this thing there. Yeah, but Ricky Martin came out with that. Him, that song came out on this day, and Usher.
Usher.
Came out. Well, the album Confession came out.
And so
that happened on this day. So a lot of birthdays, a lot of famous people. But let me do something real quick here.
Okay.
I want to drive you guys to the website, 929thegame.com/casting call. You're going to see a new list, a fresh casting call list with jobs there. One of the needs – oh, by the way, you can also see it on Get Cast with Greg on X. I don't think I've ever asked for this. This is one of those needs that, I mean, in a roundabout way they have, but not specifically. But Rose Lock Casting got a new project called Santa Maria. Literally asking for black folks with big afros.
Really?
Big afros.
Okay.
See, now, the casting directors want to be politically correct a lot of times when they say African-Americans, but, you know, we got a big community. We just need black folks with afros.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
You could be from Montego Bay.
If you got the fro,
you got the fro. If you're from Maine, if you got the fro, it doesn't matter. But they need, because this is an amazing story, ranges from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And so this is a project called, like I said, Santa Maria, and they are looking for black men and women with, as they put it, amazing afros, 18 years and old.
Okay,
Shoot May 12th.
It had to be that Jackie Jackson afro.
That one of them, Angela Davis, that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
Oscar
Gamble. He couldn't fit his up under the hat.
Bake McBride. How about that? You want to go with some big afros?
It was big afro, right?
Jose Cardinal.
Had to fit that up under that baseball cap.
and the famous phrase from Hank Aaron. That came from, at least I remember it from this. Well, he said it, I guess, in the 70s, but probably said it back in the 50s, but about Willie Mays. And he says, I can do everything he did, just my hat don't fall off. It was cool having that hat fall off, man. But anyway, Rose Lock Casting doing DTF St. Louis. They need teachers. She's also doing, like I said, Santa Maria. There's The Good Daughter, where they're still looking for girls who run track. Looking for a high school football team, looking for coaches. You'll see those all listed there. The first one, by the way, is from Extra Casting Atlanta, Patrick, our buddy Patrick Ingram over at Extra Casting Atlanta. They got a new project called Judgment Day. It's just getting ready to start, Sam. So they're basically filling up the database. So men, women, kids, all ethnicities, looking for multiple roles coming up around the corner. You'll see it there. Just get yourself in front of a, you know, blank wall. Take 3 pictures of yourself. Full body, waist up to the side, headshot, whatever, include those and just send them in.
Okay.
Along with all the information that they're asking for and get into that database. Let me see what else we got here. Oh, Central Casting's got an untitled project. They're also looking for football players.
Okay.
So those in front of the camera, behind the camera, I walk you through how to find those jobs that are posted by crews, production companies, and that is starting at Georgia.org. So you can go there. Moving forward, you know where it is on that site, and you can see, hey, who needs electricians? Who needs makeup artists? Who needs whatever? And so those, the voiceover connections, how to submit yourself. I really, really recommend during this time that, you know, it's slower than it's been in the last couple of years, but it's going to pick up. I recommend going to the social media pages of these casting directors. I have them listed right after the voiceover connections, and just check them out on a regular basis. They got to keep the doors open during this slow time, too. So there's lots of commercials, lots of stuff, maybe not in the Atlanta area, but maybe down a little bit closer toward Macon or up maybe, you know, North Georgia. But it's still, you know, still productions being done. So those are there. And, of course, a breakdown of how you can submit yourself if you've never done that before. Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com if you got any questions about any of this stuff. And, again, Get Cast with Greg on X. You can see the list. And 929thegame.com/casting call. Having said that,
yes,
we talked yesterday about a few things I want to revisit. One was George Foreman.
Yes.
and the passing of him, and as far as the productions that he was either in or about him and his boxing career, I recommended two.
Right.
I recommended When We Were Kings,
right,
which won the best won the Oscar for Best Documentary. I don't have the year in front of me, but the year that came out. By the way, that I believe is on Max, which you can see. I know this is on Max, only in America. Kind of the Don King story, if you will, played by Ving Rhames. But they talk about and they chronicle how Don King put together that fight between Joe Frazier and George Foreman.
There was a movie that was done, and I'm looking at something on social media. Those who followed the boxing scene around Atlanta would know the name Cedric Boswell. And he competed for a number of years. And he was a part, he posted a picture. There's a number of people who have had a chance to meet George Foreman or encounter him in many different ways, have posted pictures. And on his social, he has someone saying that he was very pleased to be a part of his movie. And they have him sitting there in the ring, and they all got their gloves on, and he and George Foreman and the trainer. So I don't know what other movie there was, but there was something that Atlanta's own Cedric Boswell, who he's trained and done a lot of boxing over the years, and association with George Foreman. So, you know, a lot of people had contact with him, and it's neat to see those photos, you know, being posted and memories being posted.
And you brought in a little show and tell this morning.
Little show and tell I brought along with me. He did a tour for this book, God in My Corner. It was a spiritual memoir done by George Foreman. I had a chance to sit down and interview him with it, and he actually signed it for me there. He was saying 1968, it's Olympic year. I had a chance to share that with me. So that's my memory. Wish I'd had a photo. I don't have the photo.
How did you not get a photo with him?
I didn't get the photo, but I did get the book, and I did get the interview with George Foreman. So very, very proud of that.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Got a special guest coming up at the top of the hour. Jamal Lewis is going to join us. Got an event going on at Top Golf. Tim Scarborough. Continue the college basketball talk. But one of the other things is we talk college basketball. There's a watch out there I absolutely recommend. You may know of it. If you don't know it, maybe you know the story. But Grant Hill put together this piece. And I watched it this past week, and I recommended it yesterday, and I'm telling you, it is on Max right now. You need to check it out if you're any kind of basketball fan or heard the story, because we all know of the Dream Team and right. how they're talked about and what they did for the NBA. But did you know, most of you do know, but there was a team that beat the Dream Team.
It's almost like an urban legend.
It ain't no legend. It actually happened.
Yeah, I know it actually happened, but you don't hear a lot of people talk about it, but it did happen.
So this might have been the first time this happened. Well, it was the first time this happened because it was the first time that pros could play in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So Chuck Daly, along with his coaching staff, Lenny Wilkins, Coach K, P.J. Carlissimo, Roy Williams, got together handpicked college basketball players to play the Dream Team in a scrimmage. Right? And so they put together Grant Hill, Chris Webber. I mean, you think about the top players of that time, we're talking 92, 90, 91, 92. Grant Hill, Chris Webber, Jamal Mashburn, Allen Houston, Penny Hardaway, Bobby Hurley, Rodney Rogers, who, by the way, I'd forgotten about his situation.
Yeah.
He got in a dirt bike accident, quadriplegic, but he was a part of this documentary. Grant Hill had him a part of this. So basically what this is when these guys got together back in 92 and Chuck Daly had this scrimmage, first of all, it was just going to be a little practice. Everybody's going to be shooting around.
Right.
And they chronicle in this documentary how Chuck kind of just went, all right, you know what? Enough of this. We're going to scrimmage. And these guys, these college players, went up against these NBA players. And I'm not going to try, I'm not going to kill it here. I'm not going to say everything that was said in this documentary. But there's always been two versions of this story. Going back to 2012 when the Dream Team documentary came out. And they talked about this game that took place. And then they showed the college players, Bobby Hurley and all, talking about how excited they were that they beat the Dream Team. And what a great, man, they don't care about anything else that happened in life, but we beat them. And then Coach K comes out and says, you guys can believe in the Easter Bunny if you want to, but Chuck Daly threw this game. And threw cold water on the whole thing and then went into why he believed Chuck threw the game. So, cut to Recently, when Grant Hill puts this particular documentary together, he ain't letting that go. So Coach K is in this. And they put him in the chair and put the, you know, the old investigative light on him.
Right, say, right.
You said this, that. So they went back and forth, and they get the reaction of the players then, because they got Bobby Hurley and they got Rodney Rogers and they got Allen Houston and Chris Webber today talking about that, Jamal Mashburn talking about that. So you get a whole different perspective of these guys now,
right,
looking back. So I'm just telling you, it's called We Beat the Dream Team. And it's on Max right now.
Yep.
And it is a great watch. And I'm gonna recommend that. So, and you haven't seen it yet?
Have not seen it yet. But it sounds remarkable. And you think about the cast of players that was on there, and I got a chance to know Rodney Rogers and cover him. He was playing at Wake Forest. Tremendous story with him. Just, you know, heartbreaking that he
but
a tremendous guy. I just remember a guy with a big smile playing for Dave Odom at Wake Forest, and he was there right before as he was leaving as Tim Duncan was arriving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time. So yeah, that was a good time. Great basketball.
I also left out the fact that they got a couple current players. So they got Tyrese Halliburton there talking about his thoughts on those players back then. But Ant-Man kicks it off.
Yeah, everybody like, who?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, what? Wasn't Jordan on that team? So again,
same thing he said when he heard A-Rod was taken, was going to buy the Timberwolves. Who?
Yeah, even Kerr's in there, Bob Costas, Barkley, all those guys. So again, We Beat the Dream Team. Check it out if you get a chance. Also,
yep.
Oh, I don't have time. I'll save it coming up top of the hour. Okay. The 8 o'clock hour. Okay. Coming up, we got, as I said, Tim Scarborough. Going to get you set up for today's matchups, college basketball. But up next, Jamal Lewis. Jamal Lewis will be joining us and talking football, kind of, sort of, but really talking top golf, believe it or not. Got an event out there that we want you guys all to know about and probably participate if you can.
Yeah,
it is absolutely. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.